Hey, this portion of It was like The Exorcist took over for just a second there.
Oh, and I even saw your head spin.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and green stuff came out of his mouth.
I know. Well, that always happens.
Okay. This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Stella and Chewy's. And, of course, they have the brand new 8.5 ounces of pure pleasure packages. You know, these 6 small patties in each package. Either the Chewy's Chicken Dinner or the Simply Venison or the Stella Super Beef or the Duck Duck Goose or Phenomenal Pheasant. I encourage you, wherever Stella and Chewy's is sold, go there and pick up this variety pack. Ladies and gentlemen, the dog father, Joey Villani.
Well, have you noticed that a lot of people are complaining more about pet allergies? And it's not because you become more allergic. It's because you're cooped up in the house with your pet because it's too damn cold to go outside.
Yep.
So that's what's going on here. So there's a few remedies, few actually really good remedies. The first and foremost is if you go to your local pet shop, there's a product called Allerpet. And, you know, short for allergy, that works wonders. It's a mixture. You spray it on your pet, and you walk away. And I think you do it twice a month. But then there's a real easy recipe that that you could just make in your home, in your kitchen, that will save you a lot of money as well. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out. We're going to buy some Downy fabric softener. And you're going to mix that. And anything, let's put it this way. If it's something that you want to mix and you want to keep, you have to use distilled water. If you use tap water or spring water, it's going to spoil probably within 4 or 5 days' time. Mm. It'll sour on you and it'll go bad. And that's probably worse to spray on your pet than anything else because you're just spraying bacteria on your pet. So I would say get some distilled water, okay, because I know most people aren't going to listen to me and they're going to mix it and they're going to put it under their counter and try to use it next time. So get the distilled water and be safe. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to mix 4 parts water to 1 part Downy fabric softener. And you're going to put that in a spray bottle, and you're going to shake it up real well right before you use it. And you're going to spray your dog or kitty down. This works good on cats as well. It's non-toxic to your pet. Now, one thing is you don't want to saturate. You saturate the pet, and it's not going to do anything, but it's going to make them look greasy and gum their hair down. You just want to put a nice mist over it where it's slightly damp. Now, what the Downy mixture is going to do, it's going to keep the dander and all the skin shavings and everything that comes off your pet, it's going to hold it down on your pet. Because it's actually not the hair that you're allergic to. It's everything that's stuck to the hair, which is, you know, the cells that are just shedding off your pet, which is a natural occurrence. That's why it's funny when people say, well, I want to get these pets that are hypoallergenic. There's no such thing. The difference is they don't shed that much hair. So what's happening is you're not having these particles that are floating around, which the dogs that shed an awful lot, you know, that basically sticks to the hair. So if you spray this on your pet and you do it twice a week if you are heavily allergic, once a week if it's just a minor allergy, you're going to notice a major difference. Now, nothing's going to cure it like medication from the doctor, but it's going to get it to where it's extremely bearable. And funny, because this tip comes with a price in a grooming salon of usually about $15 extra that you charge to do this. So I'm giving away a pretty good tip here today, guys. So,
well, you're a giver.
Anyone who misses this, it self-destructs within 24 hours. So
if the cat licks it like they groom their fur, that won't harm them?
No, it's non-toxic to them. It's something that we've been using for years.